This is Bryce Gunner, and you're listening to Bobcat Radio 89.9 KTSW.
Thank you very much, Bryce Gunner. I'm your host, Evan. I'm up here in the studio with my man, Ryan Marcus. We have a terrific, jam-packed Bobcat Radio edition, and we are off and running. Give us a call, 512-245-FIRE, right here in the studio, and let us know how you feel. We're going to say some things that hopefully don't offend you, but it's Bobcat Sports Talk, and we're right here hitting the ground going.
I hope they offend you. It gives us something to talk about. Let us know if you disagree, like Evan's saying.
512-245-FIRE, let us know. Get your name out on the air, and, you know, we'll, if your opinion's valid, we'll give you a little shout-out. As the women's golf team is at UTSA right now at the Alamo Invitational, taking on the Roadrunners, the old I-35 rivalry, as they'll get some action in before the break, for winter break steps in. The men's golf team wrapped up their first half of the season over the weekend at University of Texas El Paso at the UTEP Intercollegiate Challenge. They finished ninth. And how about a big shout-out to Justin Newberry? He had a 16 under par through his three rounds at the UTEP Intercollegiate Invitational. That broke the previous record held by Stewart, who was 8 under, and he won Sunbelt Conference Player of the Year, 16 under par through three rounds. A little better than your golf game, huh, Marcus?
I was going to say, I don't think I've been 16 under par in my entire life. He did it in three rounds. That's pretty impressive.
16 under par kind of sounds like my SAT score right there. The soccer team had a big weekend as they are now third in the Sunbelt Conference, and we are in Sunbelt Conference play. It is here. It is happening. As last Friday, we took on Georgia Southern, and tied them 1-1 in double overtime. Both goals came in the first half. Lindsey Curry with her sixth goal on the year. And then on Saturday, the Bobcats lost to Georgia State 1-0. And that is who we will play right here in Mobile, Alabama, for Sunbelt Conference play. Playoffs are already here, and your Bobcats are right back in the Sunbelt Conference tournament, just their second year in soccer for the Sunbelt. My man Ryan Marcus, he didn't call the game, he called the volleyball game. Or no, you called the soccer game.
No, I call it the volleyball game, but I definitely wanted to talk about the soccer team. They've really underwhelmed at this last point of the season. It's tough to say that because I jumped out to a 4-1 conference start. But they've lost
10-6-2?
But look at the last part of their schedule. They are 1-2-1. One win, two losses, one tie. After coming out strong, that's not the way you want to head into the Sunbelt Conference tournament. If they repeat what happened in their last game, they lose, they're done for the season. And we really thought that this team could possibly win the Sunbelt Conference tournament. I think that we know that Tori Hale is going to come to play. We know that Lindsey Curry is going to come to play. But my question is, who's going to step up after that? We really haven't seen anyone assert themselves as that third option. And I don't know, if we look at some of the numbers on the season, Rachel Grout scored a lot of goals, but she's had two-goal games to get her four total goals, and one of those was against Prairie View A&M, as Evan, you would call them, a dust bunny school. Cassie Hormuth has a couple goals, but other than that, there's a real drop-off. I really think that someone else needs to step up, and I just don't know who it's going to be.
Well, what's promising is that we're going to get to play Georgia State. They're the sixth seed in the Sunbelt Conference tournament. That game will be next Wednesday, 10 a.m. right here on 89.9. We will broadcast that game live, as it is a playoff game. Win and you're in. Lose and, you know, that's your season right there. If we win this game, we will either play the 2 seed in Troy or number 7 seed, ULLALA. We have beaten both of these teams. We beat Troy 2-0, and then we beat University of Louisiana Lafayette 2-1 earlier in the season. Very interesting how the Bobcats tie Georgia Southern, who is very highly ranked in the Sun Belt, and then we go and we drop a game to Georgia State, who's ranked 6th in the Sun Belt.
The team really...
What's going on?
I think they're kind of burnt out at the end of the season. They've had a lot of tough games. They've had a lot of overtime games, if we look at that. But I think they're getting comfortable, and that's not a place you want to get. You cannot get complacent. You need to be looking to improve and do better, because another game like that, like I said, you lose and you're out, especially if you're going to play that team again. You already know what they look like. They know what you look like. You don't have the element of surprise in your favor. And the Texas State soccer team really has the potential to end up playing South Alabama, who I think will make it to the Sun Belt Conference final.
Eight teams make the Sun Belt Conference tournament. The Bobcats are currently in that third spot. They will play the sixth seed, Georgia State, on Wednesday, 10 a.m. Again, that game will be right here on 89.9. Last year, the Bobcats were one win away from going to the Sun Belt Conference championship game. Where are they going to finish in the tournament this year? Second year in the Sun Belt, very promising finish last year. I thought they finished a little short. I was very proud of the way the soccer team played this year. It's win or go home for a lot of these seniors right now.
So I think the only positive you can take from a poor road trip with a tie and a loss is that Coach Connor is going to lay into them. She's going to get them refocused and remotivated, and the team is going to know they can't be complacent, and they're going to be remotivated going into this conference tournament. I see them making it to the final, like I said, playing South Alabama, as long as they play their game. If they play the way they played this weekend, that's not going to happen. They can beat South Alabama. I was on the call for that game, but they need to shut down Shardae Hannah, South Alabama Sun Belt Conference leading goal scorer, and really, the offense needs to produce because we know the defense is going to come to play like they have every game.
And just like that, he's saying Sun Belt Conference championship game. I'm saying Sun Belt Conference champion victory.
That's man-on-man action, baby.
And that's a little man-on-man action. And with that, we are going to make the smooth transition to the hardwood as the Texas State volleyball team had two big games over the weekend as they took on the first-ranked team in the Sun Belt, in University of Arkansas Little Rock. That is a mouthful. They lost in four sets. They lost 3-1. They dropped the first set 25-8. However, they came back and took the second set 25-23. And then, unfortunately, they lost the remaining two sets to lose 3-1. That put them on 14-10, 9-3 in conference. However, a terrific job to battle back. Amanda Watkins led the Bobcats Thursday night with 10 kills. That game was on the road. And they come back to San Marcos to play Georgia Southern, and they beat them in three sets. They were the ninth-place team, so it's good to see us taking care of business. How about that game against University of Arkansas Little Rock? We'll talk about that game, and then you called the Georgia Southern game that we'll move on to. First-ranked team. First time we played them, we're going to play them here in the next couple of days, right here at home on the 11th, or excuse me, on the 8th of November. The Bobcats, a little shaky to start things off, 25-8 in that first set.
And I'll talk about it more when we get into the game that I called, but the same thing happened, although they played UALR, who's obviously a much more talented team than Georgia Southern. And UALR just did not make any mistakes. They came ready to play, and the Bobcats did not. They clawed from behind at the end of the game and won the second set, had a close third set. But I think when you dig yourself a 25-8 hole, mentally, it's tough to get back in that game. I think they have the talent to beat UALR.
And then they come back the next set and win it.
That's what I'm saying.
25-3, so they're tied 1-1 with the number one team in the Sun Belt. What happened?
You know, it's really tough to figure out what happened here. I think UALR might have just been more talented on a game we played on the road. And like I said, getting yourself in that 25-8 mental hole, even if you win the second game, feeling good about yourself, it's still tough to know that we got worked that bad by this team and that they know it's capable of happening again. And you worry about making mistakes. You worry about not playing poorly instead of worrying about winning the game.
I'm not here to point fingers or say these were the reasons why we lost. However, we only had one Bobcat with a double-digit kills. UALR had three with 14-plus kills. Amanda Watkins with 10-plus kills. And then on Saturday, they come back to San Marcos. They get a little home medicine, a little home cooking. They beat Georgia Southern in three straight sets. Alex Sims and Jordan Cole led the way with 10 kills. That puts us at 15-10, 10-3 in Sun Belt Conference play, third in the conference. You called that game, Marcus. Take it away.
So, similar story with the UALR game. Georgia Southern came out and jumped to like a 6-point lead. But Texas State was definitely more talented than Georgia Southern. I also think that lead got Georgia Southern ahead of themselves. But Texas State was able to come back, win the first set easily. And then they just kind of kept the pedal to the metal, put their foot on the throats of the Eagles and didn't let up. The team played really well, but Georgia Southern also made a lot of silly errors hitting the ball out of bounds. And Coach Chisholm even said, "We didn't get Georgia Southern's best tonight. We know that they're a much better team than they played." And it looked like Georgia Southern had the potential. They'd call timeouts and start mounting a comeback, but then they'd start making those errors again and get unfocused. They'd call another timeout, start making a comeback. But Texas State ultimately was just more talented. And the game by Lauren Kirch, those 6 blocks she had were really crucial. Those put a dagger in the heart of the Eagles, and Texas State was able to turn it around. I also think that a bad loss allows you to refocus, like I mentioned, with the soccer team. One thing to mention, Coach Chisholm, 4 wins away from milestone win number 800. I had the chance to speak with her after the game, and she wasn't even aware that she was getting close to that milestone. But
oh, she knows. She knows.
The look on her face seemed pretty shocked, but talking to Lauren Kirch after the game, they said they really want to do it for her. And Coach Chisholm says, "The milestone 800 is great for me, but it's more important for the team because that means we're getting wins, and that just shows how humble a leader she is."
Some statistics for the volleyball team: in their previous 7 games, they are 4-3. Now, you go before the previous 7, you look at the first 6 that they had, they won 6 in a row before they hit that little stint in their schedule. There's only 7 games remaining in this short volleyball season before the ladies find themselves in Sunbelt Conference Tournament, much like the soccer team. What do you see going forward for the Bobcats?
Well, fortunately, we don't have to play UT Arlington again. We do have to play UALR, but it is here at home. I think the Bobcats will beat UALR, but they will drop a game or two to a team they probably shouldn't going into the Sun Belt Conference Tournament.
7 games remaining. 3 of them will be at home come November. Give me your win-loss record for the remaining 7 here.
6-1.
6-1?
Yes.
With that one loss coming to University of Arkansas Little Rock?
No, I think they'll beat them here at home. I think they'll drop a game they probably shouldn't eat to a team like Appalachian State away.
Appalachian State is good. The number 2 team in the Sun Belt is University of Texas at Arlington, and we have beaten them and lost to them split time, so going to be very interesting to see. Both time the home team won, University of Arkansas Little Rock, it's going to be interesting to see how that game plays. And just like that, we're done with volleyball. Good luck, Bobcats, and go get us another Sunbelt Conference victory, as I know you girls will. The defending Sunbelt Conference champions will be taking on University of Arkansas Little Rock this weekend, University of Louisiana Lafayette this weekend, so wish them good luck. As your Texas State football team found themselves trailing 18-7 with 1:09 remaining in the third quarter. And how about the Bobcats coming back from a deficit in the fourth quarter and winning 22-18, puts them at 4-3 at the season, 2-1 in Sun Belt play. A terrific job by the resilient Bobcat. The Cardiac Cats strike again.
You know, you sound very optimistic. I'm disappointed with the win.
A W is a W is a W, my man.
I agree. Obviously, a win is a win is a win. Logic tells us that. But this is the fourth time this season the Bobcats have had to pull out a come-from-behind error, or come-from-behind victory, or almost pulled out a come-from-behind victory in the games against Illinois and Tulsa especially. The Bobcats need to learn to go ahead and be able to kind of put the game on cruise control and win, not fight from behind like they did, because this team has the talent and the offense to do so. And when we talked about this game last week to preview it, we said the Bobcats were going to wallop this team. The UL Monroe Warhawks have had a tough schedule, kind of inflating their numbers in a way they shouldn't, but the Bobcats, they have the talent to put up a lot of points, and then they have the defense, led by David Mayo, who's been playing unbelievable, to shut down a team like Monroe. But I think the offensive line is still struggling this season. They really kind of got it together towards the end of the game. But it's a good comeback win but they shouldn't be in this position in the first place, is my point.
The Bobcats had 229 yards on the ground, two touchdowns by Robert Lowell, 91 yards on the ground, two touchdowns. And then how about Tyler Jones, 141 through the air, no interceptions. The Bobcats played great team football in the second half of that game. And then how about shutting out University of Louisiana Monroe in the fourth quarter? They only gave up 5 points in the second half. A terrific job by that stout Texas Tech defense led by David Mayo, as we talked about. Playing New Mexico State over the weekend, will be on the road. 5 games remaining in the schedule. 4-3, 2-1 in conference. New Mexico State is currently 2-6 on the season and 1-3 in Sunbelt Conference play. They are a bunch of clowns, and we should have no problem mowing over the Aggies out of New Mexico, as we'll play in Los Cruces, New Mexico. That game will be on ESPN3. It'll also be right here on 89.9, kickoff set for 7 p.m. We're going to mark that one as a W right now just because it's Monday and our picks are as solid as the sun coming up in the morning. So that'll put us up at 5-3, 3-1 in conference. 4 games remaining at that point, Ryan. What's going to happen with the Bobcats?
2-2, and we're going to be at 7-5, like I said.
2-2, you're crazy.
What do you think?
No way. Georgia Southern win, South Alabama win, Arkansas State, that would be our big challenge, I personally believe.
That's definitely our toughest game.
And then Georgia State, 3-1 minimum.
You know, it's funny, though, because I said a 7-8 win season for the Bobcats, week one of Bobcat Radio, and you and Kirk laughed in my face. And now you're shaming me for not giving the Bobcats enough wins on the season?
I think the Bobcats can go 5-0 with the remaining game. Because right now, because New Mexico, they're garbage. New Mexico State is very bad. They have 2 wins on the season, 1 in Sunbelt Conference play. They are not going to be that good come Saturday night. On the road, South Alabama is going to be hard. Georgia State on the road is going to be hard. But these are games we can win. You're looking at how many games we've won on the road. We're 2-1 away from Bobcat Stadium. 2-2 at home. I think the Bobcats can do it. Not only make a bowl game, but run the table and go 9-3. And that would be an outstanding record.
That would be an outstanding year for the Bobcats, second year in the Sun Belt Conference. I think the South Alabama game away and the Arkansas State game at home are our two biggest challenges. Definitely doable. 5-0 is a lofty expectation, also doable, but I think realistically, 3-2 in these next couple games.
And just like that, we're done with Bobcat Sports. When we come back, we're going to talk about the national news that broke this headlines over the weekend. But first, my man Ryan Marquez has the weather.
And the weather I do have. Right now, it feels like 77 degrees outside, with southwest winds at 18 miles an hour, 61% humidities. Ladies, cover your hair out there. Today, a high of 87, no rain in sight. And then tonight, a low of 65, a very cool night, but at 82% humidity, you think you want to cover your hair now, you definitely want to do it later. And like that is your weather here on KTSW.